Just about. Alice Cooper, School's Out. Jerry Bader Show, 10:07. And we attended our daughter's last high school concert last night. Everyone's pointing out Tony Mandarich. Trade. Worst trades in Packer history. Trade. Not draft pick. Trade. Mandarich is the biggest all-time mistake. I don't know that there's much question about that. But this was confined to trades. Okay. We attended our last high school concert. It's weird when you reach these milestones as a parent. Last teacher conference. I owe Jason to you with young children. It seems like that's miles away. Boy, it happened, or thousands of miles away. It happens fast. It really does. Both in college in the fall. Whew, how'd that happen? Just hard to believe. All right. I'm going to propose something, and by the way, I'm completely serious about this. I'm 100% completely serious. If I asked what is Wisconsin famous for, Jason said cheese. Who could disagree with that? Can't you be famous for more than one thing? The Green Bay Packers. Cheese and the Green Bay Packers, which of course has been wedded with the annoying cheesehead. I'm not a fan. But anyway, it identifies us, and I'm good. It does, though. I wouldn't wear one, okay? I'm pro-choice when it comes to cheesehead. You want to wear one? Fine. I shan't be wearing one. That's just me. I can wear one during the radiothon. No. Well, to pay for money is every, yeah, if we stream it on the camera, yeah, then I would do it. You can be famous for more than one thing, though. There's a story earlier this week in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel dealing with how Central Wisconsin has become a thriving, they're talking about Wausau, Marathon County, Portage County, you know, Stevens Point, Wausau. You folks listening at WSAU has a thriving craft brew industry. As you know, I'm a big craft brew fan. I'm a home brewer. I haven't brewed in almost a year. I've got to get brewing. I've just so many other things going on. And I prefer craft brews. Seattle and Portland and Denver are becoming very famous for craft brew. You liked my Belgian? Yeah. That was one of my better. That was a good one. What you got now, and it was strong. Oh, yeah. That had an APV of about 11. Yeah, that had a nice little kick to it. Yeah, that was all right. I could do that one again. That'd be about right. You're talking about the dark one, right? Yeah, I think it's the dark. That, or was that the light? Was that the Vit beer? I don't remember now. And at this point, I almost got to be looking at winter beers to brew. I mean, if I'm going to give them the time. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, there is, here's what they have, the Journal Sentinel. Those two counties, Portage and Marathon, have a combined population of nearly 206,000. That comes out to one craft brewer for each batch of 25,000 residents, compared with a national ratio of about 1 to 114,000. Portage and Marathon counties even beat Wisconsin craft beer hotspot Dane County, where the ratio is about one brewery for every 45,000 residents. Now, it's more populated, but Milwaukee has an incredible craft brew industry. So does Northeast Wisconsin. Titletown Brewing Company is right now building a monster facility in the same area where the controversial Walmart is proposed, and it's going to be a big, big deal. Denver, Seattle, Portland, these cities have grown reputations. I have an economic development proposal for Wisconsin. We're famous for cheese. We're famous for dairy. We are getting more famous for golf because of the Kohler Company golf courses. I would argue that Wisconsin has an opportunity to become famous again for beer, build off that brand. Wisconsin, the beer capital of the world, build off that brand. At one time, Wisconsin was known for some over 300 small breweries. We already have the tradition. Here's my specific proposal. And I know this is counterintuitive to small business and kind of counterintuitive to a conservative. But I think what the craft industry in Wisconsin could do to a degree is band together. What's the appeal of craft beer? I think uniqueness. I'm not calling Miller and Bud McBeer, but I'm just saying they are kind of fast food compared to craft brew, because craft brew is like going to a restaurant where they prepare their own food. It's unique. They have their own distinctive brews. I don't think there's a problem in banding together. Now, all of them are starting to get into packaging. That's what Titletown and Hinterland here in Green Bay. And, they're getting into that. Here's what I'm proposing. Wisconsin as a state market itself as a craft brew destination. I've had excellent craft brew in Minocqua. I have had excellent craft brew in Eau Claire. I've had excellent craft brew from Madison. I've had excellent craft brew in Milwaukee. There's excellent craft beers right here in Green Bay. And I think they go hand in glove here. Central Wisconsin has a tremendous homebrew community. And that's probably why they have such a craft beer community. Here's what I'm proposing. That you package tours. You could have a summer and a winter package where these breweries become destinations. Omegang Brewery in New York does this. They have summer concerts. Now, you already have something built in where there's a massive craft brew tent at the state fair. I don't know if you could have a competing type of thing in Milwaukee. But what if you tie it in to the... And there's craft industry in Sheboygan County. You sell packages. Okay? Where you stay a week in Wisconsin. And I'm serious about this. It's the beer tour. You have the Harley Brewers leg of it in Milwaukee, where you visit craft breweries. You have the Gulf leg of it in Sheboygan. You come up to Green Bay, and you go to Titletown or Hinterland, and you tour Lambeau Field. You tour scenic central Wisconsin, western Wisconsin. In the winter, you could be skiing and maybe visiting the state capitol, whatever. You tie Madison in there. I'm actually going to propose this. You market it as the craft brew state, and you throw in the excellent cheeses that we have. Now, I know there's this, I've said that I think craft beer is the ultimate small entrepreneurial opportunity right now, with the possible exception of smartphone and tablet apps. But 1,000 new brands popped up last year. Some will succeed, some will fail. You can be famous for more than one thing. Wisconsin is America's dairyland. Milwaukee used to be the beer capital. It isn't to that extent anymore. Look, you can sell your own brew independently. But I think this is a time where an industry could band together with others in the tourism industry, and we have an opportunity. And I understand Seattle, Denver, and Portland have already become famous for this. Milwaukee always ranks very high. I think Wisconsin has just outstanding craft brews, and it's only growing. I think the state has an opportunity here to turn this into a major. And by the way, I know some of this is already being done. Don't call and tell me, yeah, you know, they're already doing that. No, no, no. I'm talking on a much larger scale. And market where they could all band together, share in a marketing budget, and market Wisconsin as a craft brew tourism destination. Tie in some of the hot tourism spots with local craft brewers, put it together as a package. You'll either be bussed or, you know, it'd be great, and this has been tried, using the old rail routes and do it by train. Napa Valley Tours, exactly right. Now, it's a little different, though, because you can do a lot of those, you know, it is yes and no, because it would have to, you know, you plan a week. And what you do is, not just for craft brew connoisseurs, and I think that number is growing, but you tie it, like I said, you get the Kohler Golf Courses, you get Lambeau Field. Think of here's what I'm proposing. Just about every city or area that has a major to semi-major, the Dells. Door County. And, you know, right now I can think of, let's just count them. Madison, Milwaukee, Sheboygan, Green Bay, Door County, Stevens Point, Wausau, Eau Claire, La Crosse. Jason, that's nine. What if, I'll put a finger down, and then it would be nine. Be careful, I'll put a finger up over there. Now, think if, and I, you know, the scenic view of La Crosse, Eau Claire, tie all of that. A golf can be a big part of this too. You could have an all golf package. You could have a Lambeau, Madison, Door County. But they all have to work together. And my argument on this is Wisconsin become famous for the craft beer tour. You're right, just as Napa Valley is, but obviously it's more sprawling. I've done Napa, Sonoma. You know, I didn't do all of them, of course, but you get about a half dozen in a day. No, you don't get that many. You don't get that many. One, two, three, four, maybe? Something like that. I'm sure my wife remembers. She remembers that detail. She probably drank less wine than I did. And you tie it in with hotels. I'm telling you, I think I'm onto something. If you think it's a smart idea, you can give a call. If you think it's a stupid idea, you can give a call. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. It's 1020.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.